My name is Andrew Stover. I'm a senior at the University of Illinois. I'm majoring in Media and Cinema Studies, and I'm from South Elgin, Illinois.
My name's Tanya Trejo. I'm also a senior at the University of Illinois. I'm from the south side of Chicago.
My name's Lee Beckett. I'm also a senior at the University of Illinois in Media and Cinema Studies, and we are all three recipients of the Roger Ebert Fellowship. We're here to share our favorite holiday movies.
Welcome home, Mr. Bailey.
Santa Mandel Hogwash.
I wish I had $1 million.
Hot dog!
My favorite holiday movie is It's a Wonderful Life. The film is about a man in a small town who is at the end of his rope and essentially gets rescued by his guardian angel. He's made a lot of sacrifices for this small town and for his family throughout his life. And it's really interesting the way that it's filmed. It's basically a flashback that his guardian angel is being given all this information about his life. So you're seeing George Bailey, it's the protagonist, you're seeing him through the eyes of heaven, essentially. And what I find like really interesting about this movie is he keeps doing the right thing over and over again, and he keeps getting punished for it. And he keeps losing the things that he wants to have. Like, he really wants to travel, but he can't travel for a bunch of different reasons. When he's a little kid, he jumps in this frozen lake to save his brother from drowning, and he ends up getting an injury that prevents him from joining the military, which is something he really wants to do. And then his father's business fails, and he has to stay to save the business. So he can't travel at that point. So he makes all these sacrifices. He lives in this drafty house, a phrase that comes up over and over again throughout the film. And he doesn't really get what he wants. At the end of the movie, the whole town comes together to give him money to bail him out and save him, essentially. So it's just a really good, heartwarming message. It's really interesting in terms of this conflict between individualism and the collective good that I think we all struggle with, but especially in this country, especially in 1946.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that movie now since I haven't seen it. It sounds really interesting. I feel like everyone's seen my movie. It's The Grinch with Jim Carrey. Every time it snows, I just remember, like, oh, Whoville, you know, like, because Whoville's supposed to be in a snowflake. I feel like the way they handled the messaging of it is, like, The Grinch is sort of this green, furry, ostracized character. They're living in a town where Christmas is often celebrated, and Christmas is all about, like, you know, feel good, family values, but yet, like, they still, you know, put him to the side. I really related to Cindy Lou, which is the character we follow the most, and she's kind of the one that speaks for the Grinch and sort of, you know, gives him that space to be who he is, that he really doesn't have to change, but also shows everyone that they're all pretty much like mean people, that they're not really into the Christmas spirit, and the Christmas spirit isn't all about gifts and, you know, the materialistic things. It's more about the morals, you know, the relationships you have with the people that are around you.
Mr. Grinch, my name is Cindy Lou Who.
You see, even now the terror is welling up inside you.
I'm not scared.
Denial is to be expected in the face of pure evil.
I don't think so.
Doubt! Another unmistakable sign of the devils.
Okay, so for my movie, I went in a different direction. I went into the psychological horror Christmas genre. The movie I'm talking about is Better Watch Out. It's from 2016. It takes place around Christmas time, and it follows a 17-year-old Ashley, who babysits a precocious 12 or 13-year-old named Luke, and Luke has a massive crush on Ashley, and it is Ashley's final day in town. So Luke plans on winning her over, but in true home invasion fashion, masked intruders just barge in, and what you think is going to be a typical, like, home invasion thriller taking place during Christmas time turns into something completely different. There's a twist halfway through, and it just changes course completely, and it just becomes even more bonkers, even more just nasty and gory. It's just, it's so delightful for somebody who just really digs that kind of you know, slasher horror, I guess.
Around Christmas time, specifically.
And it's like a, you know, it takes from Home Alone, and it kind of plays with concepts in that film in like a very unique, again, like grisly way.
What was that?
Oh my God.
Get away from the window.
There's someone there.
So do you watch this with your family all around the tree and everything?
Oh yeah, everyone. No.
Since I was 3, I think The Grinch has been like the staple movie for me every year. What do your families watch every year when it comes to the holidays?
We always watch Will Ferrell's Elf because it's comfortable, it's easy to watch. But we also watch this movie called Scrooged with Bill Murray. I don't know why. It's not that good. But, like, every year, it's anything funny we'll watch around the holidays.
Yeah, for me, it's my family. It's always been Christmas Vacation. My sister, you know, she memorized the whole Chevy Chase rant at the end. They're all looking at the sky as, like, what they think is, like, a shooting star or something. It's like, this is what it's all about. Not about money or something. I was like, you were literally just 5 minutes ago complaining about not being paid enough money.
I feel like that kind of borrows from It's a Wonderful Life. It's similar. It's like, yeah, we need money to live, but it's not about that. But we do need that.
Not bonuses or gifts or turkeys or trees. See, kids, it means something different to everybody. Now I know what it means to me.
That ain't the friggin' Christmas star, Grizz. It's a light on the sewage treatment plant.